One of the documentaries up for an Academy Award tonight is Sister Rose's Passion. It's the story of a now 84-year-old nun, Rose Thering, who learned when she was just a teenager how prejudice found support in her own religion.
In 1938, I became a novice. And that's when Father Coughlin was speaking in a very ugly way about Jews here in the United States.
I dared you and challenged you to organize so that the people, if not the president, would drive the money changers from the temple.
The system of international finance, which has crucified the world to the cross of depression, was evolved by Jews for holding the people.
My father, my sister, those that have radios, listen to this.
The belief that the Jews were to blame for the death of Christ, which fueled anti-Semitism, was renounced by the Second Vatican Council in the 1960s. Sister Rose had a role in that. With me now is Oren Jacoby, who directed the documentary about Sister Rose. Welcome.
Hi.
Now, your documentary opens with Sister Rose Thering describing her upbringing in this small town of Plain, Wisconsin, a town of almost all Catholics and no Jews, she points out. She says even her own father may have been anti-Semitic. Let's hear just a bit from the documentary.
At one time, my father and I were driving through Plain, and he whispered to me, "We have a new pharmacist, and I think he's Jewish." And I said, "Daddy, why did you whisper that?" And I didn't get an answer from my father. And then I asked my mother, "Who are the Jews?" "Why is that?" "Because I read here that the Jews killed Christ, killed Jesus." "And who are the Jews?" "Well," she told me again, "they are the people that killed Jesus." And that was in my books.
Sister Rose, at one point, begins researching what is in the books that the Catholic Church has been using. Tell me about that.
When she came to do her doctorate, she was asked by her supervisor if she was interested in doing a study of Catholic religious teaching materials. And she knew that religious teaching is where these sort of menacing lessons were coming from. And so she was eager to do it, although then very, very disturbed when she saw just how virulent some of the charges against Jews were.
And I ordered the most widely used Catholic religion teaching materials, had them sent to my office at St. Louis. And to my sorrow and not surprise, but sorrow, I found some very ugly terms. It was frightening. For instance, one statement in the books was, "Jews asked for it because they said his blood be upon us and upon our children." A whole blood libel. It was really God killers they were calling the Jews. And I must say that I almost got ill studying these books.
When she talked openly at a conference about what was in these books, she ran into some opposition, didn't she?
She met with enormous resistance. The archbishop who oversaw her convent, she said, "Don't hang our dirty laundry on the line." And then she says, "So you want me to stop?" And he says, "No, you don't have to stop." And she says, "Well, I hung it on the line."
And continued doing so. I mean, she was influential in Vatican II in the early 60s.
Well, her study, which was done, you know, just for her dissertation, was then brought by Rabbi Tannenbaum, who became aware of the study and had done other studies. And he was friends with Cardinal Bea, who was an important representative at the Vatican II Council. And the Vatican Council took, you know, 4 years to come out with all of their decisions. And the last thing they passed was called Nostra Aetate, which said that the Catholic Church can no longer blame the Jews for the death of Jesus. And for the first time, Jews were recognized as having a covenant with God and could go to heaven without converting to Christianity. So it was an enormous turnaround after 2,000 years of really treating Jews as a pariah people.
Although Sister Rose says, fine to have that, but she wants to make sure that it leads to action and changed attitudes.
She kept on fighting after Vatican II. I think a lot of other figures in the church sort of felt that they'd made this effort and that was enough. They should, you know, didn't need to keep fighting the battle. And she recognized that there was still a generation around that had been taught the old way and that a lot of those resentments and teachings would carry on.
Well, you have a scene of her watching the Passion of the Christ at home on her television. And the look on her face is so different from any other scene in the entire movie. She's got this scowl. She appears flush with anger watching this.
Well, she watched a little internet trailer that came out before as the movie was being released. And then she watched an interview where the director said that the Gospels were written by eyewitnesses. And she was appalled, and first by the being familiar enough with the guidelines that had been set forth by the Catholic Church about how you're supposed to present the Passion Play, and what she'd read about the movie, which was confirmed when she saw the movie, is that a lot of the stereotypes and a lot of the worst things that had led to anti-Semitic feelings in the past were repeated here. And all the steps that she'd been so worked so hard to initiate and had been followed through for years by the church's own teaching were being thrown out the window. And she was just afraid that another generation was going to go up really with the old attitudes.
The very way you open this film, which is with a series of statements by people on the streets of New York outside St. Patrick's Cathedral, all saying over and over, Jesus, yeah, he was killed by the Jews. And so it kind of begs the larger question, how effective has Sister Rose been?
Well, most of them said it. That's what I was taught when I was a kid. You know, there were a few who were, I won't say unrepentant, but who didn't sort of understand the implicit message of what they were saying. But most of them did.
Oren Jacoby is the director of Sister Rose's Passion. It's been nominated for an Academy Award for Best Short Documentary. Thank you so much.
Thank you.